30 winters ago, the war tore a hole in the sky. Only a few survived. Our only hope is in my hands.
He is a solitary figure walking through the wasteland, well armed because he has to be in order to survive a world where chaos reigns, but he also carries a tattered satchel holding his most prized possession, one he's determined to protect at all costs.
This is your last chance. Give it up or I swear I'll bury you.
I don't want any trouble.
That's too bad.
It's not gold or jewels, but a leather-bound volume emblazoned with a large cross on the cover.
You have a book. Can I see it?
No, you cannot.
I just want to look at it.
I said no.
Listen, I can't even read. Come on, please let me just see it. What is with you? It is just a book.
It's not just a book.
Denzel Washington stars as Eli, the wanderer on a mission, and the Oscar-winning actor is also a producer of the film.
People have asked me, is this a movie about the Bible? I said, no. This is a movie about power. You know, in fact, here's a man who's on a mission, but yet he becomes the most violent man in the world.
Take off the pack, nice and slow.
Put that hand on me again, you won't get it back.
I told you, you weren't going to get that back.
And at his most violent point, this young, innocent girl says, stop. Here's a man who, because he's so focused on protecting, is killing any and everybody who gets in his way. But this innocent girl, who doesn't know anything about God, who can't even read, opens him up in a way and reconnects him with his own humanity.
I just wanted to see the book.
Nobody touches it but me. You understand me? Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
Says you don't know how to read anyway. It's no use to you.
Yeah. So teach me.
Mila Kunis co-stars as Solara, a young woman who becomes his traveling companion and disciple when he helps her escape the clutches of Carnegie, a petty despot who rules a small town and dreams of greater power if he can only get his hands on that book.
It's not a book! It's a weapon! A weapon aimed right at the hearts and minds of the weak and the desperate. It will give us control of them. If we want to rule more than one small town, we have to have it.
People will come from all over. They know exactly what I tell them if the words are from the book.
Carnegie wants to bring a sense of order to the chaos.
English actor Gary Oldman plays the clever and manipulative Carnegie.
I read Eli and I thought it was like a Western. It reminded me of a Western that was like a sort of post-apocalyptic Western without horses, with like armored trucks.
Twin brothers Albert and Alan Hughes directed The Book of Eli. Alan Hughes insists that the film does not preach or advocate a particular religious belief, but the spiritual aspect of the story is undeniable.
The movie's about one man's personal faith and having that faith tested, and what are you willing to sacrifice for that? We want people to view the movie the way they view the Bible, or if you believe in the Quran or the Torah. People read into it what they want to read into it. People read into the Bible what they bring to the Bible. We were trying to make a movie, it is entertainment as well, that whatever you bring into the theater is pretty much what you're going to take out of the theater. Because that's what that book, that's what's happened with that book, and that's the debate in the movie. It's tragic, you know, in the wrong hands. And it's sad, you know, that what people do with that.
Tell you what, stay the night. We'll try a little local hospitality, see how you like it. We'll talk again in the morning.
Worth advice, Walker. It's not a choice. It's always a choice.
The Book of Eli also features Ray Stevenson as Carnegie's conflicted lieutenant. Jennifer Beals plays a blind woman whose hope for her daughter's future keeps her strong. The screenplay is by Gary Whitta, and the musical score composed by Atticus Ross. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.